Been here since was about August of 2009 when you were named police chief and moved in and took over when?
September 14th was my first day of 2009.
I got you. And we were talking a little bit ahead of time. The number of sworn officers you have here is smaller. The area is smaller. But tell me, what are the different challenges that you have here maybe than what you faced when you were in Omaha?
You know, I think policing is pretty similar in almost any city you're in. Here, the crime rate's actually very similar to that of Omaha per capita, so that's very familiar to me. We have an excellent police department, as we did in Omaha, so, you know, I really appreciate that. So I don't think the challenges are really all that different. You know, our goal is always going to be to reduce crime and particularly focus on violent crime, and I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that.
What's your idea? Obviously, police work is like anything else. There's technology that's always moving forward. That technology is not cheap, especially when it first rolls out. What are the kind of things that you look for to make a decision as to whether or not you can add some sort of technological advance to keep your force moving ahead?
You know, typically, it's been my experience that you don't want to jump on a new, particularly in policing, a new product in its first generation, because almost invariably it gets cheaper and it gets better. So, you know, I kind of like to watch what's out there, and after they've had a couple versions of it and we know it's successful and there's other departments that are starting to use it and had success, then we'll jump on board. An example of that is we're just starting to go to computerized ticket writers. They've been out for a while, but I think that they have gotten it to where they're a really good tool. And in fact, some of our traffic officers have been using them and really like them. They think that they're very, make them more efficient.
Are there other police chiefs in other cities that you share information with on a regular basis? Give us an idea who they might be and what kind of ideas you can get there.
Well, we routinely, I mean, myself and Chief Capps talk all the time, myself and the sheriff. I mean, the area chiefs talk all the time about what's going on. And then obviously, you know, I have some connections and went to the National Academy, FBI National Academy a few years ago. So we'll talk with some of my friends from there. I obviously still talk to my successor at the Omaha Police Department. And there's a network of people I talk to. As I think most chiefs would say, there's a network of people they talk to just to kind of keep up with what's going on, technology and tactics and et cetera.
Now, of the 200 so sworn that you have, how does that fit in as far as numbers are concerned? What should you have, and how far up or down are we at the Bryan PD?
Well, you know, we're at 134 sworn officers. I mean, we could keep more busy, and we're looking forward to next year. We're going to be able to – we just got a COPS grant. We're going to be able to add 4 officers, which is going to help us. But, I mean, I think we have like I said, we could always keep more officers busy, but I think we have enough officers to help keep our citizens safe.
Talk to me a little bit about the reserve officer program so people can understand that.
Reserve officers are very dedicated people. They have a full commission. They receive full training just like any other police officer, but they work for free. And so they're very, very dedicated people. They're out there. They really help us a lot on special events, First Friday, things like that. They're out there. Their presence. They help with parades. They're just a really good group of guys that just want to give back to their community.
You know, unfortunately, most people interact with a police officer when either they've done something wrong or something bad has happened to them, so they don't necessarily get caught in their best situation. Your guys and gals have to be ready to deal with all sorts of situations every time they get out of the patrol car or answer a call. What kind of training, what kind of ongoing education might there be when it comes to latitude and discretion? Because obviously there has to be some out there, and each officer needs to make those choices.
Well, officers continually go through in-service training and talk about how to deal with people and how to talk with people. I mean, we also, the other thing we believe in doing is maximizing the number of positive contacts, getting out and talking to the community when it's not that crisis situation and just having that conversation. But, you know, as far as tactics and being ready, I mean, our officers go through training more than every year. I mean, routinely go through training to make sure that they do the best tactics and are going to operate in the safest way.
I saw this week that Houston has actually started to do something the city of Bryan did, and that was put together a safety zone, civil injunctions to keep gang members from encroaching in areas. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of that in Bryan, if you would.
Well, it started before I was here, but it really started with Corey Crenshaw, who was an assistant district attorney in Bill Turner's office, and a couple of Bryan police officers, A.C. Scholar and Mike Canasi, had read about a successful program. I believe it was Wichita Falls in Texas. I'm not 100% sure on that. And started working towards that. And earlier this year, we were able to get our first injunctions in place. And, you know, so far, we like the results. We think it helps make the community safer. And, you know, we look forward to doing it in the future, too.
There
doing
you go.
More in the future.
good. Thanks for your time. This is Eric Buskey. He's the chief of police in Bryan. We're going to start visiting with the chiefs of police of Bryan and College Station once a month just to kind of keep up to speed and know what you guys and gals want us to be doing. All right? Thanks all right. a lot.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. We visit those chiefs then on every other month at News Talk 1620 WTAW.